Morning, everybody. Thursday edition of the South Shore's Morning News. Every other Thursday at this time, it's Mama Jam time with Sarah Eberle on WATD. She joins us every other week at this time and during the summer months, joins us in studio. And we're excited about this. Normally, we have her on the phone, but Sarah is right in studio with us here at the WATD Broadcast House. Sarah, good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Sarah. So good to have you with us today.
I know. It's great to be in the studio looking at you guys as opposed to talking to my phone.
Well, it's great to have you in the area for the summer, and that means you can come on in here and it works out with your schedule. So we're happy to have you in studio, and we're going to, speaking of the summer, talk about, because I know you spend a lot of time out on the beach, and a lot of people, this is the time of year we are outdoors, and we do have to, of course, take note of the sun, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's happening to us when we're outside.
I know, on the South Shore, everyone is either fishing or boating or out at a beach on the local shore, so sunscreen is important, and that is what we're going to talk about today, because I've done some research for the parents out there listening, and you guys know all over the news this week, last week, the FDA announced new guidelines for sunscreen. Now, these new guidelines won't actually go on labels until next summer.
Oh.
But they are promoting things that they're going to be doing, like they won't, like sunscreen companies won't be able to put anything higher than SPF 50 on their label. Okay. So goodbye SPF 90, 110, 1000. You know how there's some sunscreens out there? I'm exaggerating, but yeah. You know how there are some sunscreens out there that they have like 110 in it, and you think it's going to prevent you from getting a sunburn? Well, it won't.
Okay.
So the FDA is finally stepping in.
Good, good.
All right. So it's going to be more realistic, I guess. And so, you know, I guess when it comes to sunscreen, you know, and we were talking about this, I think, with Andrea, our green reporter, she was talking about some natural alternatives because she was saying there were things to look for on the bottles. Is that something that you've found out, too, that there are
I actually, listening to Andrea, I found out about the EWG group, the Environmental Working Group, and they actually have this great website, and they will teach you how to look for the right sunscreen for your family. Because not everybody believes in wearing sunscreen because it blocks vitamin D. Your body can't get important vitamin D. And a lot of people think you're absorbing chemicals in your body from sunscreen, which cause cancer. So you're either, you know, you do if you do, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, type thing.
Right, because I think, you know, your skin absorbs all of these, everything that you put on it. So do you really know what your skin is absorbing? That's scary to me.
Yeah.
So if you go to this website for the Environmental Working Group, they actually have this really cool tool that you can use to plug in your own sunscreen that you just spent $10 on. And if you load it up for the summer already, you probably spent 50. You know, if you go to their website, you can plug it in. And on a scale of 1 to 8, they rate your sunscreen. And you don't want to buy an 8. It just doesn't work. An 8 is bad. And believe it or not, they have a Walgreens product that is a 3.
Oh, okay.
Some of the fancier sunscreens are actually not that good for you.
Wow.
So it's good to get informed. And, you know, there's also other ways you can stay protected, like wear a rash guard and a floppy hat.
Yep.
You know, Old Navy has these great rash guards for kids for like $10. I just bought a whole bunch for my kids. And moms can get stylish rash guards too. Like the parents can wear rash guards. It's not just for kids.
Yeah. Well, I think certainly more people are definitely noticing or at least are more aware of the dangers of being in the sun too much. Look at anybody that's bringing around their new baby. You can barely see them now. Back in the old days, remember, you know, you'd have a carriage. It's like the kids are hidden away with these, you know, I was like, oh, there's, you know, my little son or daughter is inside this little thing. They've got the zipper and they've got the thing to protect. They've got a screen. And I mean, there are ways certainly to protect yourself. But you're right, then you got the balance, because, you know, naturally we're supposed to get the sunlight because it gives us the vitamins and the things that we need to survive in other ways. But, you know, it's that intensity and the amount of time, I guess, you spend out there.
Right. And is there anything, Sarah, in all your research, anything that you've found that's better for, like, your face? Because I feel like there, you know, your face can be so much more sensitive than the rest of your body. So you'd be using something different for your face, I've always wondered.
Well, there's definitely some products out there that are just for the face. And if you go on to that website, or if go to mamajam.com or WATD or 959WATD.com to link to this feature, you can replay it. And there are, you know, see, plug it in, see if it comes out a 1 or an 8, and use the ones that are for your face. Mm-hmm. But just make sure it's a number one. It's rated one as opposed to the eight.
Not an eight.
Okay. Because you will not get any protection on your face if your product is rated an eight.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually went into the store last year when I found out about this group from your radio show, listening to you know, your radio station last year. And I brought my iPhone into the store at Walgreens and typed in all of the sunscreens that they had on the shelf. And I picked the ones, the only ones that were left at the end of the season were a three, but I bought them. Mm-hmm. And I tossed my eights because I just thought they weren't any good.
Wow. Okay. That's great. That's amazing. Look at that. Mama Jam using the technology that way in the store. I love it. All right. And speaking of technology, of course, people, as you mentioned, Sarah Everly, we post this segment. So if you missed it and want to hear it again, we'll post it up later, and you've got a great website and a way for people to connect, and that's what we want to do. We want to continue the conversation, get the moms and the parents out there involved, and Sarah,
yeah, and I just have one other thing to tell you, Rob.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
My friend Michelle and I were talking about this segment earlier in the week, and her idea for moms for the summer is she wishes there was a spray-on sunscreen, like spray-on suntan, and then we wouldn't have to lather up the kids every 2 hours. You just do it once at the beginning of the summer, and that's it.
That's
they're done.
Brilliant.
At the beginning of the summer. That's it.
Great.
It's perma sunscreen.
Okay, when's that coming out?
That invention will be out at the end of, how about tomorrow?
All right, Sarah, really give us the website where people go to find out more.
It's mamajam.com and also 959WATD.com, and we're both on Twitter and Facebook, both the radio station and Mama Jam.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
Right, it was great to be here, guys.
Thanks for coming in. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Sarah Everly, Mama Jam on WATD.